Today on More to Life, Parenting with Grace. Is your relationship with your kids more draining than joyful? Looking for tools to create a more faithful, happy family life? Let us help. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Parenting with Grace. We're talking about, well, parenting, of course. And if your relationship with your kids is more draining than joyful these days, if you're looking for tools to create a more faithful, loving, happy family life, let us help. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, the number is 877-573-7825.
I don't think there's a parent out there that doesn't want a joyful, happy family life, whether you're just starting down that road or you've got adult kids that are still driving you crazy. We all want that sense of togetherness, of being in the same page, of loving each other and being at peace with one another and having our days flow well.
But I think a lot of people believe that's kind of a pipe dream. You know, that it's a nice idea in a Hallmark special, but it's not real life, right? I mean, I think that to some degree people have kind of bought the idea that the family life is just busy and chaotic and crazy, and that's the way it's supposed to be all the time. And of course, there are aspects of that. I mean, it is busy, and things can be a little bit crazy from time to time. But really, just like any other relationship, we ought to be able to enjoy it. There ought to be some joy in being around each other and our kids. And if there's something getting in the way of that happening, let us help you remove those obstacles to a more joyful parenting life. 877-573-7825.
You know, a lot of it is about us over... excuse me, I don't know what's going on with my voice today. A lot of it is about overcoming our own mindset, the way you're saying, you know, that we maybe have this longing, but we just shoo it aside and say, oh, that doesn't really exist in real life. Or maybe we never had good mentors in that, good examples for how to do that. Or even if we did, we say, well, that was a different time. I could never live like that now. Life is so different in these modern times. Or we're just struggling with a child or a member of our family that is particularly challenging right now, because we all have those moments. Sometimes they last a few days. Sometimes, unfortunately, it can last years, where there's a particular child that just... wow, they're really causing us to not have that peace inside ourselves or in our home life. And we're thinking, what in the world do I do? Well, if you're a parent today of a child of any age or any stage, we are here to help you with all those questions and meet that need that God has put in your heart for a peaceful, joyful family life. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. You know, what's stopping you from enjoying being a parent as much as you'd like to? You know, maybe you're struggling to know how to meet your kids' needs and your own. Is that even possible? Are you having a hard time getting your kids to listen to you in the first place or follow through on the things that they said they're going to do but never seem to get around to actually doing? You know, are you having a hard time with your teens or college-age kids pushing back against your faith or values, or maybe you're struggling in your relationship with your adult kids. Whatever the challenge is, let us help you find the grace-filled tools you need to be a more confident, effective, joyful parent. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that exactly and how could it possibly help me have a more joyful relationship with my kids, well, you've come to the right place. St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more joyful life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation and his salvation history.
The theology of the body reminds us that joy is rooted in three virtues: meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue. We experience joy in anything to the degree that we remember to cultivate these three qualities in that work or that role that we're participating in. Meaningfulness refers to using our gifts and talents to make a positive difference in the people around us. Intimacy refers to the work we do to cultivate a deeper, healthier connection with the people around us. And virtue means that we try to use everything life throws at us as an opportunity to become more of the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled person that God wants us to be.
You know, we tend to enjoy our role as parents when we see these three qualities reflected in our relationship with our kids, when we see that we're making a positive difference in our kids' lives, when we feel close and connected to them, and when we respond to the parenting struggles we face in a way that invites the Holy Spirit to help us heal our own childhood wounds and grow into the people God is asking us to become through our kids. You know, if we're having a hard time experiencing joy in our parenting, the first thing to do is to bring that frustration to God and maybe pray something like, Lord, help me to change in ways that allow me to make a positive difference in my kids' lives. Show me how to make more of a heart-to-heart connection with my kids so that I can turn their hearts to you and heal the parts of me that are getting in the way of loving your children the way you need me to love them so that they can be everything you are calling them to be. You know, by praying this way every day, we're constantly refocusing ourselves on the qualities that help us be more joyful parents by cultivating that meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue that Lisa was just talking about. We're taking your calls today on our show titled Parenting with Grace. Is your relationship with your kids more draining than joyful for whatever reason? And whether we're talking about infants and toddlers, school-aged kids, teenagers, or adult kids, we want to help you find the grace-filled tools to be a more confident, joyful parent and have a more meaningful connection with your kids at every age and stage at 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we bring our families to you right now, and we ask you, Lord, for the grace to be more confident, effective parents and build loving, connected, caring Catholic family lives. We ask you, Lord, for the wisdom and grace to know how to overcome the various struggles we face in our parenting role, to help our kids know how to listen and follow through, to be able to respond compassionately to our teen and young adult objections to faith and values and other important questions, to have the patience that we need to respond well to our adult kids who might be making difficult choices and living in ways that we struggle with. We ask you, Lord, to help us be effective mentors and instruments of grace in our kids' lives so that at every age and stage we can turn their hearts to you and draw closer to them through your grace. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Parenting with Grace. It's the same name as our books, Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace. If you'd like to get more help on what we call discipleship discipline, which is all about Mentoring Our Kids into a Healthy, Godly Adulthood. You want to check those titles out at CatholicCounselors.com. And again, that's Parenting Your Kids with Grace for birth to age 10, and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace, ages 11 to 18, both available at CatholicCounselors.com. But we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 about whatever parenting questions you've got, whether your kids are littles, school-age kids, teenagers, or even adult kids. Parenting never gets easier, it seems like, sometimes, and so we'd like to help you have a more joyful relationship with your kids and feel like a more effective, confident Catholic parent. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, Jamie in Illinois got in touch with us over the weekend, and it happens to be exactly on this topic, so I want to make sure that we answer this for her first thing today. She says that my daughter is in sixth grade, and at the end of last week, we found out that they are having a Valentine's Day dance at school. Suddenly, all her friends can talk about is which person they like and who they want to go with. Mostly boys, one girl wanted a girl. It's like the school pushed them off a ledge from childhood into teenagehood, and it's freaking us out. We definitely don't want her dating or dealing with all of this kind of talk and pressure at such a young age. Part of us wants to just say she can't attend the dance, but we don't want her to feel weird either. We haven't discussed our concerns with her yet because we want to be calmer and have more of a plan. Any guidance would be truly appreciated. And that's Jamie in Illinois.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for the question, and we do talk more about all these kinds of things in our book, Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising
Sexually Whole and Holy Kids.
Thank you. It's really a book for, it's not just about having the talk, it's really a developmental approach from infancy through young adulthood on how to teach our kids to live the Catholic vision of love and think about relationships in a godly way. The first thing that I'm going to say here, and this, whether this is something you've been doing all along or something that you can start now, these are the kinds of things that it's really important to be praying about as a family, right? And I want you as a family every day to be bringing your family life to God and the various challenges you face and asking Him, Lord, you know, help us to know how to respond to this. And, you know, and when I say that, I mean all of you, you know, and your husband and your daughter, your kids, and you know, and being able to talk to God together, where maybe she's saying, you know, Lord, I'd like to go to the dance because of this and this, you know, and this and that, and you're saying, well, and we have these concerns because of this and that and the other thing, and you're talking out loud to God in each other's presence, so that you know you're hearing each other and you're listening to those concerns in grace, and by that process, then you're praying about that, and then you can use that prayer as a kind of springboard for discussions about how do we address those concerns, you know, how do we, you know, deal with these issues, and you're keeping those conversations open. This is opposed to what most families do, which is they don't talk about anything until it becomes a crisis, and then they have to schedule time to make it happen, and then that's hard to do because who has time to do any of it? And then whenever you do have time, you want to have fun instead of having a conversation. And that, so this way, if you're praying about it together every day, not just this particular issue, but praying about all the stuff of your family life and asking God to help you be the family He wants you to be and be the parents He wants you to be and deal with the things that have to be dealt with in the way He wants you to deal with them, you've created a ritual for praying together and talking together with each other. So if you haven't started doing that yet, I'd like you to start doing it now. And use this as a reason for that. You know, be able to say, you know, we'd like to really make sure that we are always asking God what He would like us to do as a family and how to use all the stuff that we go through as a family to draw closer to Him and each other. So kind of building off of that, I am going to counsel against just saying no off the bat, right?
Yeah, I mean, just there are as times an edict without any conversation or anything built around
that
it,
may happen.
We're just talking about,
but based on the framework I just proposed with the prayer, I'd like you to start a conversation with her, where you're starting with saying to her, so how do you feel about this? What do you think? And ask honestly. Like I know that, you know, okay, as a parent, and you got a 12-year-old kid in sixth grade, you don't want her to deal with any of this stuff. You just sort of want to tell her what she thinks. I get it, right? But you want to avoid that temptation. Instead, really draw out from her, how does she feel about it? What does she think about it? how, you know, what parts of her want to go, what parts of her are nervous about going, what does she think it's going to be like. Really, you know, don't grill her, but draw her out in conversation about what her thoughts are. As you identify, you know, as she talks about things, identify some of her concerns, identify some of your concerns, and start talking and praying about, is there a way for you all to help her faithfully address some of those concerns? And as you're working through those concerns together, you're going to start seeing whether she's mature enough, or you guys are in a position to help her navigate those concerns effectively. And if so, then she can go. And if not, then you have an objective reason to say, look, we've been talking and praying about this and working through this together, and it seems like, you know, you still have these concerns that you're not quite sure how to handle well. And because of that, we're going to keep working on those things until the next dance comes up. Right? But you have an objective reason to say no instead of just, oh, I don't feel good about you going, which then makes you the enemy. And rather than her working on her own maturity and developing skills, she just has to pressure you to finally let her go.
And when that dynamic is set up, the pressuring you to let her go without any discussion, any structure, that's when you get the kids who, like, go off to the dance and then it's a big rebellion thing where suddenly there's alcohol involved, or, you know, worse than that in terms of the relationships and everything else. You want to be really talking and, again, praying together as a family out loud. Not, I want to be very clear here. Not just, let's do a rosary to pray about what we should do. That's fine if you want to add that on in the end, but this needs to be, as Greg said, a conversation with God aloud about all of your concerns about this, asking God to give you wisdom, asking God to give you guidance, because that way, it's not just a yes or no. If it ends up being a yes, it can be yes with, yes, you can go, but Dad's volunteering to chaperone. Or, yes, you can go, but we'll be driving you and your friends both ways so that we have a sense that you're feeling safe and we're nearby. Yes, you can go, but we're going to have, you know, this code word on our text so that we know if you're feeling uncomfortable, we can come and get you. There are a million ways to handle this that will then let her know she can count on you at all times, that you can count on her to be honest, and that her being honest and forthright is what's getting her a chance to do something like this or things in the future if you decide this one's not going to work, so that she has an investment in being honest and forthright and open-hearted with you, and that you can begin to give her the skills that she's going to need through high school, college, and beyond to really navigate all of this in a safe, happy, healthy, holy way.
Thanks so much for the question. As I mentioned, we do talk more about these kinds of topics in our book, Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising Sexually Whole and Holy Kids, which takes a look in a developmental way from infancy through young adulthood about the things that parents need to do to help our kids learn the Catholic vision of love and having a healthy, godly attitude toward relationships in general. Also, if you'd like ongoing support, you can get that parent coaching every day on the Catholic HOM app. That's Catholic Home, spelled H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. And on the Catholic Home app, you can get the Catholic parenting support you need, including daily coaching. You can ask our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches questions every day if you like, plus tons of creative resources to help you raise faithful kids and make living your faith at home more fun and building a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life. You can subscribe to Catholic Home for just $14.95 a month, or get 2 free months with an annual subscription of just $149. So check it out there and become a member of the Catholic Home community to get all the support you need to build your Catholic household on mission. With that, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about parenting on our show today, titled Parenting with Grace. What's stopping you from enjoying being a parent as much as you'd like? Are you struggling to know how to meet your kids' needs and your own? Maybe you're having a hard time getting your kids to listen or follow through, or your teens or college-age kids are pushing back against your faith or values. Or maybe you're just struggling in your relationship with your adult kids. Whatever the challenge is, let us help you find the grace-filled tools you need to be a more confident, joyful, effective parent. 877 573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Jacob Flores Popchak. He's a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He'll be sharing some insights on why dividing and conquering might not be the way to go in family life. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I went to Las Vegas years and years ago for one of these cable shows. And I was shocked to see all these old ladies in their 70s and 80s getting off that plane, running for a slot machine. You don't have a chance to win. They're all fixed. I know, my uncle used to have slot machines.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, the show is titled Parenting with Grace. We talk about, well, our parenting relationship. And, you know, those times when our relationship with our kids seems more draining than joyful for whatever reason. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He's an expert on the practical applications of the theology of the body, and he's also a published author and illustrator. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, you know, what's one thing that you tend to look for in your pastoral counseling work with clients who are saying that they're just being burned out by family life?
So it can be a whole number of things contributing, and I don't want to make it sound like there's a one-size-fits-all answer, but one reoccurring theme that I see probably 90 to 95% of the time when that's the complaint is that a divide-and-conquer model has taken over family life. Look, the divide and conquer thing, I'll handle this, you go handle that, we'll meet up once we're done, makes perfect sense if you're running a military campaign. And maybe even in some business models. But the thing about a military campaign and a business is that you're working exclusively on final output. That's the whole goal, right? That's not the goal of family life. The goal of family life is not actually to get things done. The goal of family life is to build up the family. And therefore, the divide and conquer model tends to be really destructive. I see it all the time. You know, a couple gets home and they say, well, you know, I'm going to go do this thing with the kids. You know, I'm going to go put the kids to bed, for instance, and you stay out there and do the dishes. And, you know, with sort of the implied notion being we'll reconvene once that's done, right?
Yeah.
And have kind of couple time. But of course, then they do, once the kids are finally in bed, once the dishes are finally done, which always takes longer than anybody expects, and they're completely exhausted and they have no time for each other, and maybe they're even resentful of each other because, gosh, I felt lonely when I was putting the kids to bed. Or, you know, on the really extreme end of things, you hear things like, well, you know, my spouse takes this half of our children to this mass because they have 8 million activities, and then I take the other half of the kids to another mass so they can be, you know, on their NASA rocket in time. I mean, it's crazy the number of things that people are doing to sort of multitask and divide and conquer.
So we've got about 2 minutes before the break. So I can infer the suggestion here, but what are you actually proposing that families do instead?
Well, speaking of rockets, I'm going to land it right now. I got you. So what I suggest is a slow and steady wins the race kind of approach. In fact, you might say a relational and steady approach might win the race. You know, if I get home and I say, hey, my impulse is to say, hey, you go put the kids to bed and I go do the dishes, I'm going to challenge a client to say, you know what, instead of that, I'm going to sit there with you while we put the kids to bed. Even if I'm not actively doing something, I'm not going to bring my phone. I'm going to sit there. We're going to experience that thing together. And then when we're done with that, however long it ends up taking, we're going to come out and we're going to do the dishes together. One of us is going to wash, the other one's going to dry, and we'll talk together during that. And if I have to go to multiple masses on a Sunday because I want to go to mass with you and with my kids, and, you know, this one has this activity, whatever, fine. That's what I can do. Because ultimately, if I get 60 things done at the end of a day and I hate you, that wasn't worth it. It's worth it to get 30 things done instead and feel really, really in love with all the members of my family as a result, if that's what that takes.
And I think, you know, moving through the family life together, you know, doing the dishes together, doing the laundry together, doing as much as possible, allows us to use the stuff of family life to build relationship. A really important suggestion and a really simple way to reclaim that connection that we're all looking for. Jacob, thank you so much for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to CatholicCounselors.com. We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Call up and share your questions about parenting.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
The saints are very, very aware of us. Revelation 5 talks about the bowls of incense or the prayers of the saints. We ask them for their intercession, and they love praying for us. Saint Teresa said, I'm going to spend my time in heaven doing good on earth. And the reason people are walking through this life of sainthood, you know, they start as venerable, then move to blessed, and then move, God willing, to canonization, is because they're interceding. In other words, they're taking requests to Jesus on our behalf. The prayers of intercession to the saints result in miracles, confirmed miracles that are tested exhaustively. So the church is built on solid ground when it comes to the intercession of the saints.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
I repeat, I'm sure ad nauseum to the guys who are here, a line from Pope Benedict Emeritus now, who used to say over and over again, to be a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice, but the result of an event, an encounter, a meeting with the living God in the person of Jesus Christ. This and nothing less is what it means to be a Christian. So we said the new evangelization is new in ardor. That's a kind of old-fashioned word. What in the world is ardor? Ardor is zeal, fervor, passion. Are you passionate about Jesus? Passionate about Jesus. Are you zealous for Jesus? Are you fervent for Jesus? Are we fervent for the gospel? Are we passionate about helping this world come to know him?
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. In sports, teams win or lose not only because of the skills of their players, but also how well the players work together. The players on winning teams support and encourage one another, even in the toughest fight. Marriage is the same way. Couples who tackle marital conflicts with a sense of teamwork do better than couples who enter conflict ready to battle one another. In fact, research finds that happy couples have 5 positive interactions for every negative interaction, even during conflicts. That doesn't mean these couples avoid tough issues or that they aren't honest and direct with one another. But even in difficult conversations, these couples go out of their way to make sure that their spouse feels loved and cared for. They offer words of encouragement and affirmation. They work to regulate their own emotional temperature. They take breaks to refocus the conversation. And they cultivate sympathy for their spouse's position, even when they disagree with it. In short, their priority isn't to win. Instead, it's solving the problem in a way that respects their spouse and strengthens their marriage. For more tips about managing marital conflict, read our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Or for more personalized, faith-filled help, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, parenting with grace. Is your relationship with your kids more draining than joyful? And we're talking about kids at any age or stage, whether you've got littles and you're not sure how to meet all their needs and take care of yourself too, or you got school-age kids who are struggling to listen or follow through, or just behave. If you've got teens who are pushing back against your faith or values, or adult kids that you are struggling in your relationship with, let us help. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next caller, we just want to welcome the newest member of the EWTN family. It's Iowa Catholic Radio's newest signal, KCSL 89.9 FM.
They're broadcasting from Spencer, Iowa, serving the Iowa Great Lakes region, as well as a portion of southern Minnesota. Hey, congratulations to Matt Wilkham and the great team at Iowa Catholic Radio from all of us here at EWTN and More to Life. And listeners, wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station.
Because look at what you do when you do. Catholic Radio is growing, touching more hearts, more lives, allowing people to know that Christ wants to be part of every minute of their lives and the deepest recesses of their souls, their family life, everywhere, in everything. And you do that when you support EWTN and your local Catholic affiliate station.
So keep EWTN Catholic Radio in your prayers and make sure to support your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your dollars as well, so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. With that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Parenting with Grace. It's the same title as our parenting books, Parenting Your Kids with Grace for kids birth to age 10, and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace for kids age 11 to 18. But you don't have to get the book. You can just call us right here, right now at 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Marie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Hi, Marie. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. So I have an adult daughter. She is 27. She bought land about 8 hours away from us, and she wants to build a house on this land. Rent is so expensive where she is, and she's not able to save the money that she thought she'd be able to save to build a house. And she's now asking us to co-sign or do a private loan so she can at least get some kind of a house built on her land. We've always had a very complex...
That's what I was going to ask, because it, you know, it's one thing for a child to just come to you and ask for this kind of thing, but it always very much is contingent on what the relationship is like. And as I'm looking at the board here and what you were telling Melissa, I get the sense that this is very strained.
It is. We hear from her at the absolute most once a month. She came... She was home by us between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I had made a comment. It was so nice to have you home, you know, to cook you a nice home-cooked meal. And her response was, my home is in Michigan. And I was just like, well, I meant your hometown and the house you grew up
with us in our hearts, right?
What's the problem there, Josephine? Where have things broken down? Excuse me, Marie. Where have things broken down between you and your daughter?
I really don't know. I've tried to ask, and I don't know. I've asked if it's a religion thing. I don't know. She says no. You know, I've become very devout. And I thought I did the right things by, you know, setting her to setting her to Catholic schools and taking her.
So can I? What have you asked her specifically? Sorry, just so I understand kind of where the conversation is at this point.
I've asked her how have I've apologized for being the mom that I've apologized for not being the mom she needed me to be, and I asked her, how can I be the mom you need me to be? And she doesn't give me a response.
And when you say that you apologize for not being the mom that she needed you to be, are you being broad with that based on the fact that she's not really staying in touch, or do you know that there are things that she wished that you had done that you didn't do?
Yeah, it's just broad. I'm just looking for what is it that I missed. Because prior to her going to college, I thought we were fine.
Okay, and it's been since college that things have fallen apart?
Yes, once she moved out of the house.
Okay, so look, I think, you know, you want to use this opportunity where she's coming to you for money to really address the relationship thing. And you know, it's not. I'm not suggesting that you say, you know, I'm not giving you money until you. But I don't want you to give her the money until the relationship is worked out, because I don't want you to be a vending machine. This is one of those things where, we ought to be as generous as possible to our kids, unless that generosity is causing them to become users and us to just be
things.
Yeah. Right?
You know, one of the things that the theology of the body teaches us is that every person is made in the image and likeness of God, and we deserve love and respect solely because of that. Never mind all of the other stuff that we do for our children and the relationship we've tried to cultivate. And when we are thingified by our children, when we become the bank or the provider of childcare, or whatever that is, where our children are not reaching out for a heart-to-heart relationship, but only when we are needed, that is objectifying to you. And frankly, it's beneath what she deserves and needs as your daughter as well.
So, the approach you've been taking is, I mean, I appreciate you asking the questions, but I think you're kind of assuming that you've done things wrong without ever being told what you've done. Right. And so I think you're getting ahead of things a little bit. I think it's important to start the conversation with her by saying, listen, I love you and I'm glad that you reached out and I would love to be able to support you. But our relationship isn't in the place where I feel comfortable just giving you money. I would really like to understand why things are so difficult between us. You know, I'd like to see you investing some energy in at least telling me what's wrong so that we could perhaps start to fix things. And unless you're willing to make that much of an investment in the relationship, I'm not in a position to be able to just give you money, because I don't want to be a thing and I didn't raise you to be a user. So, you know, if you're willing to work on this with me, we can talk about the house down the road and talk about, you know, the loan down the road, you know, or whatever you're able to do, Marie. But for right now, I really need to understand why you seem to be so angry with me, or why you seem to be so upset with me. I would really like to understand what's going on, where you're coming from, and what we could do to begin to fix it. So, and use that as a springboard for the conversation, Marie.
Now, Marie, a total aside from that, you know, you and only you know what your financial situation is. This can go wrong at any point because of what's going on with our economy right now. So you really have to look at it and say, if I do this for her at any point along the line of this, is this going to put me in a compromised situation? You probably don't want to co-sign, because that leaves you with the entire mortgage of the house sitting in your name, and that's really, really dangerous. you only want to be able to give as much as you can that is total gift and not loan, because if you thought you were being objectified before, loaning it is going to make that a zillion times worse, and you're really going to be always feeling like, why isn't she paying me on time, and what's going on here? So there is the relationship part, but then there is very much the true financial needs that you have. And we totally understand what young people are going through today in terms of rents and trying to qualify for mortgages and all of that stuff. We get that. But you really want to make sure that you are not harming yourself, especially, I have to say this, in a relationship where you can't count on it being returned to you in terms of if you get in over your head financially as you get older, her being there for you to help take care of you. So eyes open on that. Be careful on that. But please really work on figuring out this relationship. Don't just apologize blanketly. Make her have a real conversation with you.
Marie, thank you so much for the question. And we do talk more about this in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Her Adult Sons and Daughters. It's a book that's not just about having specific conversations with adult kids, but really on how to build our relationship with our adult kids, how to overcome obstacles that stand between us and the closest we'd like to have with our adult kids, and all the other issues that can come up in those challenging relationships between parents and adult kids. So check that out. It's Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Her Adult Sons and Daughters. You can check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks again for the call, Marie. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Is your relationship with your kids more draining than joyful? Are you looking for some grace-filled tools to create a more faithful, loving, happy family life? Let us help. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Malachi chapter 4, verse 6.
Behold, in the day of the Lord, he will turn the hearts of parents to their children, and the hearts of children to their parents.
And, you know, just a reminder of what we were sharing earlier, that Catholic families need to pray together every day to ask God to help us be the family he wants us to be, to help us be the parents that our kids need us to be, to help us to respond to the needs in our kids' hearts that God placed there in ways that show them how to meet those needs in healthy and godly ways. And that's what turns our kids' hearts to us, which then enables us to turn our kids' hearts to God. So asking God every day, as Malachi the prophet is talking about here, is the key to having a Christian family life, by having God teach us to be the family he wants us to be and turn our hearts toward each other and ultimately to him. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Parenting with Grace. Give us a call. Let's give you the grace-filled tools you need to handle the challenges you're facing with your littles, your school-age kids, your teens, and even your adult kids. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls in just a minute.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Just who is to blame for Jesus' crucifixion? The Church blames you, me, and all sinners for the suffering of the Savior, says the Catholic Catechism. We would like to heap all the blame on the Jews of Jesus' era and forget our own guilt. But the Church will not allow it. We are reminded that Christ came to save all sinners through all ages. Moreover, the Church points out our responsibility is even greater than the Jews of Jesus' day. We know who Jesus is. Many of them did not. They acted out of ignorance. Every time we sin now, we wound the Lord again in our hearts, which is where he lives, an awesome and sorrowful thought. This is Peggy Stanton, And this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
The most amazing saints from modern times, John Paul II, Maximilian Kolbe, and Maria Faustina with the Divine Mercy. This is Steve Ray. We invite you to join us on a pilgrimage to Poland and experience this incredible Catholic country, the land of saints, Catholic culture, gorgeous churches and shrines, and delicious food. Join us next April as we again visit Poland, one of our favorite pilgrimage destinations.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, Parenting with Grace, we're talking about all the challenges that come between us and raising our kids, whatever age and stage they might be. 877-573-7825. By the way, I wanted to let you know about a workshop that Lisa and I are hosting on Tuesday, January 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern, called Tempering Tantrums: Tools for Confidently Managing Meltdowns. If you're a parent of a child age 8 or younger who is struggling with tantrums or big emotions and you're not quite sure how to help them through those things, we hope that you'll sign up for Tempering Tantrums: Tools for Confidently Managing Meltdowns. Again, that's on Tuesday, January 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you can't attend the live session, all registrants will receive a recording afterward. You can learn more about joining that workshop by going to catholiccounselors.com/tantrums or going just to the catholiccounselors.com store. It'll be right there. You'll see it. But catholiccounselors.com/tantrums. We hope to see you as part of that Tempering Tantrums workshop. With that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Julie, who's listening to EWTN Radio on Covenant Radio.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. I'm back. I talk to you guys a lot.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So many things in life, from like mother-in-laws to marriage.
Well, what can we help you out with now?
I love your opinions on a five-year-old who, he popped me good yesterday in the face, and he's called me the B word, and strategies to deal with that. He is autistic, level 2 out of 4, but very high functioning. There's, really no excuse. It's not like he
Well, I mean, when you say level two, so I guess, there is an excuse. Obviously, it needs to be addressed one way or the other. But when you talk about level two autism, you're talking about usually repetitive behaviors. You're talking about, self-stimming, communication difficulties. Mm-hmm. When you're saying that, it is more difficult for a child at that level on the spectrum to have good mm-hmm. self-control. So what are you seeing those kinds of behaviors as well? Is he in speech therapy? Is any kind of behavior therapy? Or
he's got all those therapies. I don't hear anything from school that he's hitting people. Like he's hitting me.
Okay, and when you're when he's working with folks, are you involved in that process at all?
No. Mm-mm.
It's through school. Okay, because it might mm-hmm. be important for you to be getting some help as a family in this, so that you're getting some ongoing mm-hmm. strategies. Now, I can offer some suggestions here, but first of all, tell me this: how have you begun to address it so far?
I just tell him that's not nice. We don't hit. I'll take away electronics. He'll go in timeout. That's about it.
Okay. Well, and none of those things are really going to work in his age. So let's talk about...
Not only they're not going to work on his age, Julie, but you're talking about a child who is trying very hard to cope with every stimulus in his world. He's not at the point right now where he's going to be able to disconnect from trying to cope and suddenly be able to think through, I've lost my electronics because I was mean to mommy. It's not connecting in any way that's going to make it.
The thing
difference.
Is, a neurotypical child who's 5 years old doesn't connect
can't do it either.
Consequences, right? Like there's too much of a leap for any 5-year-old. including neurotypical five-year-olds, to say, if I do this, then that thing will happen to me.
We have a hard time doing it as adults, but children below the age of 8 really do struggle with
that. And the way you're describing timeouts, too, that's it's not going to help him. And that's so with a kid who's his age or younger, and again, this would be for neurotypical kids as well as your son, who is level 2 on the autism spectrum, you know, you're needing to help him calm down. Right, kids misbehave when they're dysregulated. Now, when I say dysregulated, I don't mean necessarily tantruming. Right, a child is dysregulated if they're not listening, if they're not actually compliant. That is a dysregulated child, because what that means is that they're not connected enough, and they're not aware enough of that connection to be able to follow through with whatever they need to do, and behave appropriately. So the bar's a lot lower than parents tend to think when we talk about dysregulation. And so what your son is saying, you know, obviously he's upset, and he's expressing that upsetness in a very unhealthy and inappropriate way. So your job, you know, and any parent's job, especially in your situation, but really for any kid, is to, number one, be holding him and helping him to calm down and saying, I understand that you're upset. You can't do this. You can say this, right? Give him something to say. But you're going to have to calm him down first, right? You have to get him to a place where he's able to listen. And he might be wrestling with you, might be, you know, kind of pushing back. It's okay. You can hold him close to you, tuck his head under your chin, hold him still, and help him to calm down. Breathe with me. Take a deep breath. I'm going to rub your back. I want you to relax. Focus on relaxing your arms. Focus on relaxing your legs. You're helping him calm his body down. Then you're saying, I know that you're upset. I know that you're angry. It's okay to be angry. Say I'm angry. You know, and have him repeat that. Teach him the words to express himself. Teach him how he can express himself appropriately. But help him calm down first, because any child needs to be re-regulated first before they can learn what else to do. And if with any kid, if you just say, okay, well, you did this, here's the consequence, they don't connect those things. And so it's almost worse than not doing anything.
Well, it is worse, because what it also says to them is, you don't understand me, adult, who I really, really need to help me learn how to regulate myself. It's just adding fuel to the fire. So you're going to end up with not just a slightly dysregulated child, but an escalated dysregulated child. Our job as parents is to help our children calm their systems down. And sometimes, as Greg's saying, that means wrapping your arms and legs around them, sitting on the floor while they push back, and waiting till they can take that deep breath and do that before you can have any kind of conversation or really begin to soothe them.
Our kids need to know that we're big enough and strong enough to help them deal with their big feelings. And a lot of times, you know, so what's going to happen, Julie, as you start to do this, he's going to escalate first as you're holding him and trying to calm him down, because he doesn't understand. And no child of 5 does understand, and in your child in particular, because of his developmental issues, is going to struggle with this even more. But no, he doesn't understand that he has to turn inward to calm down. He's going to he thinks that his environment has to change to help him feel better. And so the process of kind of holding him and talking him down and comforting him, even if he escalates at first, is exactly what you need to do, because you have to get through that to help him get to the place where he realizes, wait a minute, I need to turn inwardly to calm my own breathing down, to relax my arms and my legs, to get control of my body. And you're going to help him learn how to do that.
Yeah, and he can begin to say, and mommy helps me do that. After it's hard, because she's holding me and because she's trying to calm me down, I actually do feel better. And in terms of environment, Julie, work on the environment in your home, all right? Dim the lighting to a point where you can work and function, but it's not too bright. Turn off the outward electronics. Don't have the TV running or big music playing all the time. Really have a time where he's home from school and his environment now is better and calmer.
Now, Julie, you mentioned that we've given you a lot of support over the years. I'd really encourage you to become part of the Catholic HOM community. We have a channel on there called Families, Faith, and Disability that's moderated by Dr. Elizabeth Potts of the National Catholic Partnership on Disabilities. And so in addition to the parenting support and coaching you can get there and the creative resources for living a more faithful, loving and caring Catholic home, you can get that additional support from the National Catholic Partnership on Disabilities on the Catholic Households on Mission app. So check it out, and we hope that you become a subscriber and can get the support you need to really navigate all of these issues and more. With that, it's time for us to wrap up, but thank you so much for being part of the conversation today. If you'd like to learn more about the Catholic Home app, check it out at CatholicHOM.com or download the app and become a member of the Catholic Home community today to get the daily support and coaching and creative resources you need to build a more loving, caring, and connected Catholic household on mission. Of course, if you need more personalized support and want to learn more about our pastoral counseling services, you can come on over to CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.